Order.
While the government used Question Time to highlight improvements in welfare payments, health and safety and paid parental leave, the opposition was more interested in the quality of hospital meals, payroll problems and petty rules on paddling pools, raised in this question from Labor's member for Hutt South, Trevor Mallard.
Why does Housing New Zealand require tenants to seek the permission of tenancy managers before putting up a blow-up paddling pool in their backyards?
Mr. Mallard's question was addressed to Bill English, the minister responsible for the Housing Corporation, who said that, like other landlords, the corporation had to comply with the law.
And the law says that pools over, I think, 400 millimetres deep need to be dealt with properly.
Trevor Mallard then tabled a Housing Corp newsletter indicating that tenants had to get permission for pools under 400 millimetres before putting this question to Mr. English.
Does he think that on-site inspection of each blow-up paddling pool for which permission has been sought, which I am assured by the Hutt Valley Management of Housing New Zealand occurs, is the best use of Housing New Zealand staff time?
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr. Speaker, it's Housing New Zealand are in the best position to make the decisions about, in the first place, compliance with the law, secondly, making sure they keep track of the updates in the law, because the pool fencing law is being changed, and thirdly, they need to conduct themselves as a responsible landlord regarding the safety of their tenants.
From Housing Corp Minister Bill English and safety in the paddling pool to conditions in the workplace, with this response to questions from the Minister for Workplace Relations and Safety.
The Honourable Michael Woodhouse.
Well, Mr. Speaker, in addition to expanding eligibility for paid parental leave for families, from tomorrow the government is outlawing zero-hour contracts, strengthening sanctions for breaches of employment law and increasing the minimum wage to $15.25 per hour, well ahead of the rate of inflation. All of these changes are designed to give workers a fair go while ensuring employers still have access to the skills and labour they need to increase productivity and grow the economy.
While Michael Woodhouse claimed credit for changes to laws coming into effect from April the 1st, Economic Development Minister Stephen Joyce blamed old legislation passed by Labour for problems in payment of annual leave, raised in this question from his Labour shadow, David Clark.
What action has he taken since receiving advice on 5th of October last year, nearly 6 months ago, to quantify how many millions of dollars his ministry owes staff in back pay as a result of failing to comply with the law?
The Honourable Stephen Joyce.
Well, of course, the law was passed back in 2003 by a Labor government that promptly forgot about it. I actually could say to the member that actually the Labor government was warned that there would be issues when the law was originally passed back in 2003.
But David Clark reminded Mr. Joyce that National had conducted a full review of the law in 2010.
Does the minister understand this as a signal that he needs to step up and take some responsibility?
The Honourable... Order! Order! The Honourable Stephen Joyce.
I can tell the member that this was very clearly in relation to the Holidays Act 2003. It's a relation to the calculation of annual leave, which was not changed in 2010 at all. It was not changed in 2010. It was done in 2004, and the previous government was warned at the time that annual leave calculations would be very difficult, and so it has turned out to be.
While Stephen Joyce blamed his problems on Labor, Associate Health Minister Pazetta Sam Lotoinga was required to defend his government's claim that only National can deliver more services while reducing district health board's budgets, in response to questions like this one from Labor's spokeswoman on health, Annette King.
When he said the new hospital food plan would provide food with nutritional value, is an example of his claim this wet, soggy, empty pastry case served on a dollop of spud given recently to a patient under the new improved food policy his government approved.
Order.
Jerry, you might like
order.
It. Jerry,
order. You... order. Order.
Mr. Lotoinga said DHBs were responsible for food standards but conceded that they could be a movable feast.
There is some good food and there is some not so
shall we say, nutritional food, but they meet the standards, the nutritional standards that are prescribed.
The House is adjourned till Tuesday, April 5th. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.